brown sugar, sweet potatoes, soy.
The plan was to stick my toe in and check the temperature, but next thing I know, we're drowning.
Make them glass balls roll back to your skull. Call a till number where you wanna go. The fuck do he got that I don't got a lot of? That got my ego again, that's the problem. The fuck you expect, I go get what I want. I want you to say you pick me with your voice. I'm 25 up, but I came by your choice. You priceless to me, but that's not the point. You got me out here smoking joints. You got me out here losing point. I'm canceling shoots and I'm canceling flights. I'm hitchhiking, you pull over, so inviting this. He got my name on it, but who driving? He hiatus, we spend time and we repeat and we rewinding. Your headlights and hit my eyelid, love is blinding. Y'all together, don't remind me, so confused on what we doing. How y'all doing? Oh, you choosing him, okay, I gotta cope with losing. Fuck, I ain't been sleeping well. Twin, I'll never tell. Stay busy so I don't think, cause downtime is when it's sinking. I stared old pictures, I thought you wanted to dance. I thought you wanted to dance. I,
Hello, everybody. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. Did I already say we stream online at cjsf.ca? And you are currently listening to the open mic show from 1 to 2 p.m. starring me, yours truly, Bari Azabihi. I hope things are going well. And that's currently, I'm obviously not fully here. So that's that. And I really appreciate you all being here. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's do a breathing exercise together, okay? Just for the purposes of your eardrum not bursting, I will not do it with you. But let's do 3 seconds breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth for 3 seconds. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. I needed that, even though I did not participate. Mentally, cognitively, I needed that. And here we are. Here we are. Tuesday afternoon, baby. What's up? I was just driving here and I was listening to Jamila Jamil's new podcast called, what's it called? Everyone's making a podcast now. And you know what? I'm happy about it. It's called Bad Dates with Jamila Jamil. And the first episode that I haven't finished yet is with Sean Hayes and Conan O'Brien. Now, admittedly, I don't know. No, I do know who Sean Hayes is. Never mind. And Conan O'Brien, I love him. I am obsessed with him. And I was just listening to that, which was super cool. And with the announcement that on Tuesday, April 18th, will be my new show called The World's Number One Variety Show. How exciting is that, my friends? I'm so excited, and I hope that you are too, because the show is going to be chock full of really super exciting guests, local guests, CanCon music, as always, some entertainment, some news, some serious, some jokey. That's what we all need in this life. Right? I'm starving. I haven't eaten. Just go straight back into it. My friend Dasha, I ran into her right before I came into the station. She gave me some snacks, which was super, super sweet. And so I just had a boba milk tea mochi brown sugar flavor. And I'm about to have a Kind bar, which is so nice. And You know that somebody cares about you when they give you their expensive snack. Kind bar? Are you kidding me? Today I feel loved. Just for that. Another really exciting thing that's happening is there's something called the Azadi Parade. No, sorry. Azadi Cabaret. And it is basically like an Iranian event that's going to be held on Saturday, June 3rd in the Crystal Ballroom, which is upstairs from 12 Kings Pub on Kingsway. And I'm going to be performing! Woo! And if you don't know what I do, well, I do stand-up. So I'm going to be doing my stand-up, which I'm very nervous about because it is only going to be my second, like, paid gig, like, for stand-up. So, you know, it's nerve-wracking and I, like, want to do well, and I want everybody to, like, you know, love me and enjoy my set. And I think that it's really cool because the, like, primary audience is going to be Iranians. And I've never written that sort of set before. Like, all the sets that I've written are very catered towards a specific demographic, like, white leftists, if I'm being totally honest with you, because a lot of the time those are the kinds of people that I'm performing to. And that's the lens that I sort of look at to make it appealing to, you know, a wide variety of people. But I think that what's really exciting about this show is that I won't have to do that. And I can sort of appeal to a different kind of audience. But then the trouble with that is that I'm not used to that. So I don't know what goes. I don't know what they're going to be expecting. And I also don't speak Farsi. And I think that, you know, the majority of Iranians, at least here, do speak Farsi, and they don't speak any other, like, minority languages of Iran. And so I'm not going to have any, like, you know, when people do, like, cultural stand-up, they will have, like, you know, if, like, a Korean comic is, like, doing stand-up, they might have, like, some, like, Korean talking and, you know, like, my mom said this and my dad said this, and, like, to make it appealing for the audience, especially if the audience is Korean in that case. And, yeah, so I've watched a lot of Iranian stand-up, like, since I was a kid. I love Maz Jobrani. I love Maximini. People like that, and I've actually never seen, like, a really popular Iranian female comic, like, as a kid. I think now I see more, like, sort of, like, women and non-men my age who are doing that, which is super, super cool, and it makes me really excited about the future of comedy, and that there's going to be different perspectives. I think it's really... I think it's really interesting that I, like, when I started doing stand-up comedy, which was, like, not so long ago at all, it was in December of last year, 2022, I had this idea that, like, oh, like, you know, the whole stereotype of... there not being so many women in stand-up is not really true, because, like, look at all these great stand-up comics that we all love. But, you know, sometimes you look at those comments on YouTube and it's still those really terrible, hateful comments of, like, women aren't funny and all they know how to do is talk about, like, relationships and, like, men and all these kinds of things. And it makes me sad. It really makes me sad. And actually what I... observed when I was in, I'm in a stand-up class at Blind Tiger Comedy, which is a great, they're a great organization. They have, like, improv classes, stand-up classes, and they're great. And I'm taught by Sasha Mark. I noticed that all of the people in my class, except for two people, are women. And that sort of made me think, like, why is it that there's less men in these classes, but, you know, there are more men societally who are, like, interested in, not only interested in starting stand-up comedy, but actually go and do it. And I think that it's definitely not because of interest or lack of interest on the part of, like, women and queers and things like this. But it's just that, you know, most of the time, and I'm speaking generally here, men have more confidence to do things without, you know, feeling the need to prove themselves in a way, or to be good enough. And I think that, you know, a lot of women have this need to be like, okay, well, I'm going to be validated by the fact that I have some education in this. And, you know, I want to say that these classes are amazing. They're super fun. They're super exciting. I never for a minute regret going to these classes. They're, like, it's what has helped me to train my eye to look at comedy not just as something that's entertaining to me, but really look at it as, like, an art form that is, like, logical and requires a lot of different moving parts. And it's not just storytelling. It's way deeper than that. But, yeah, so that's been really interesting for me to see. And, yeah, I mean, in these spaces, you know, never mind talking about, like, if I'm one of the only women or if there are more women than men or whatever it is, I'm usually one of the only people of color in those spaces. And that's also something that is different for me, but I think that it's nice because I get to use that unique trait that I have that other people don't, and I'm able to speak about my experiences and relate it to the experience of a white person, and so that's why it's so exciting for me that I'm doing this Azadi show, because I'm not speaking to white people to try to, you know, help them to understand, you know, what my culture is and what certain things mean, and I'm speaking to a group of people who already know, and so that's both scary and very exciting, because I can't just BS my way through it, you know, like in certain spaces people don't know if what I'm saying is true or not, but you know, in this one I'm going to have to be pretty honest, you know. So anyways, that's what's going on with me. Enough about me. How are you? This is really how my conversations go with my friends. Like, I will be talking for like 15 minutes and then I'll be like, but tell me more about you. How's your day been? And by that time they're like, Paria, we know that this is not genuine. And I'm like, yeah. So anyways, yeah. But I hope that you're doing well. And you know what? If you're in the Lower Mainland today, the weather is very beautiful. Now, when I was driving in to the show, it started drizzling a little bit, so I don't really know what that's about, and I would like for it to stop, but maybe it's stopped by now. And yeah, so, you know, without further ado, I will play some songs, and I apologize for how long it's taking me to play these songs. I will play... Okay, this is the longest thing I've ever seen. I'm going to play Funk in Deep Freeze by... What is this person's name? By John Zorn, Lewis, and Friesel. That was Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk Railroad. And the next song I'm going to be playing is called As Much As I Can by Swan on their album Girl Puppy. Next up is A Ring for Sappho by Venus on their album Pezzatino.
Raindrops on Saturday, Rilke's open sky, Neruda sea, muted Sappho and sapphire me, humbled earth, rose gold sand on my fingers, barrier skin, a palm to my heart, symmetry's painful, a molten touch, gentle spirit, a sturdy stance, you've grown so much in these 7 years, emerald trees, so fresh, so bright, a new day.